And Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us, that we could be set free and know true and new life. Going on in David's life when he wrote this, but it begins verse 1, "Keep me safe, God, for in you I take refuge." It could well be that David actually wrote this hiding in a cave, hiding away from his enemies who were going to try and come and kill him. And yet in the midst of this, he writes some really happy words. "My heart is glad and my tongue rejoices." He seems to have this amazing confidence in God. It's a confidence that even goes... Ooh, I thought that was working up there. Am I on here? Why is it not up there when I think... Is it... I'm on this one? Okay, thank you. No? Is this my thing on? It's not working. Why is it not working? I'd just be happy. Okay. Because I'm on like slide 5. That's where I thought I was. There we go. That's better. Because I was merrily clicking here thinking it was going up there. I looked up and went, it's not what I thought it was. Okay. All right. Anyway, so he even has this confidence that he won't be abandoned to death, that God won't even abandon him to death. And we don't exactly know what he was talking about there, that maybe he felt that God wouldn't let him die or that God would bring him back to life. But when we come to the New Testament, this is in the Old Testament, when we come to the New Testament, the people look back and they see that Jesus has come back to life again. Jesus has risen from the dead. And they go and they look at these words that David wrote and they saw that David was talking about Jesus in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, one of the first times someone stands up and says something about Jesus, they get up in front and they use some of these words from Psalm 16.